Coming up on this show.
I really appreciate and enjoy your podcast every morning.
Did you kiss her back?
No.
You are rude.
How rude?
You guys, you just flipped this on me.
Sex her back right now.
You just flipped on me.
It may be a scam, but she's being very polite. Kiss her back.
Right. No, stop it. Boys are creeps. PK's
podcast show. I said no. My business was done, so I ended the call.
You piece of
You idiot.
Get a brain.
Thursday. How are you? PK right across me. Lovely wifey. Her name is Denise. Hi, Denise.
Hello.
Karan's here.
Hello.
We got our trivia battle coming up.
Yes, we do.
Back in the Days, what it's called, goes down on Thursdays. He won last week. I got to defend. I got to get that championship belt back. It's coming up. Hang on. $500 for you to win with What's That Noise. Still looking for a winner. Get your guesses in at pkdk.com/whatsthatnoise. 5 random guesses before the end of the show. Denise working on some news as well.
Why
Denise?
Some of your Instagram filters are not showing up. They done it for me. Are they for you? I'll tell you why. Coming up, top 3 things.
We got to talk about the Kroger guy that was hitting on you.
I think so. Oh,
what?
Mm-hmm. Let's kick it off as we always do with your first comments right now, because the people must be heard.
Hey, PK, Denise, and Darian, this is Sophia. Thank you guys so much for the birthday shout out. I just want to let Darian know that my last name is pronounced Olvera. And thank you, Denise, for remembering about last month's birthday shout out, the inside joke that me and my brother have going on. You guys have a great day. Bye.
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 This message is for Darian. This is Ashley with Shantz's sketchbook. I have my retainer in, so I have a lisp. Yay. Anyways, my birthday is May 14th, and you better not freaking mess up my birthday. You better get it right, because one, I need that $100. I got some colored pencils I need to buy. And two, I would like to donate 50 of that to my current monthly sponsors. So do it for the dogs, Darian, and the kitties, and the other fur babies. Okay, bye.
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 Should I just tell her there's a high possibility
that's
that...
not gonna happen?
Yeah.
I want to talk more because we got one birthday today.
Yes, we
I want to talk more about that when we have it when we do it. But I'd like for people to start telling us what they would have spent that $100 on. And if you're new to our show, we do birthday shout outs. You can get yours in at pkdk.com/birthdays. If you get through the open and close without screwing up, then on that particular day, we're gonna give away $100 to, if it's one person, that person gets the money. If it's multiple people, then we'll do a drawing and one person will walk away with $100. So get your birthdays in, but also start as you're getting them in telling us what you would have spent that money on, because there's no chance in hell that this guy's going to be able to do it. It's been over a year now. Well, not over a year. How long has it been?
I would say since September at least.
Wow.
We're getting there is what I'm saying. We're getting there. Another big debate yesterday on the show is Jimmy Rig or Jerry Rig?
Hi, this is Debbie from Atlanta-ish. Thank you, Jerry. That Jimmy rigging thing has been driving me crazy the last few times PK has said it. I'm from the Midwest. I'm in the South now, and I've always known it as Jerry rigged. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
I might have to do a poll on that.
You do.
You have to, yeah.
Because I asked straight up X-Work Tony and Elia, and, well, X-Work Tony said MacGyvered, but then they both ended up saying Jimmy rigged was the correct answer.
I mean, you know what? I'm going to slap it up online. You can vote on it. You'll see it in the front page of pkanddk.com.
Hey there, PK. This is Tom in Southern Oregon. I wanted to let you know, first off, how much I really appreciate and enjoy your podcast every morning. I know it takes a lot to put something like that together, and the time and effort that you guys put into it is very appreciated, and I just wanted to let you know how much I love listening to you guys every morning, and you make the day so much better. I also wanted to let you know that I started in radio in 99. You weren't my inspiration, but you were somebody that, as I listen to every day, even now, I always wanted to elevate myself to be at your level.
Oh, and that's sweet.
Who's got the wrong PK, right?
No.
Elevate to this level?
This is what people...
This is the ground floor,
this
my man.
This is what people are thinking of you. Just let him speak.
I mean,
and
that's
take
very
it
nice.
It is,
but
yeah.
I'm saying, I'm living in a basement right now.
I mean, we're on the second floor.
I want to let you know how much you have inspired my career that I did have. And just, I love you guys so much. And I also wanted to let you know that I have a board at home. I have some microphones. I guess what I'm trying to say is I would be more than willing to let you guys borrow my equipment when you come out to Portland to either record your podcast live or to do a live Twitch or YouTube, I guess is what you're using now, which is a lot better than Twitch, by the way. But, you know, I like to help you guys out with all that kind of stuff. And I just wanted to offer that to you guys to save you some money and some hassle in getting equipment out here, you know, whatever you guys need. So I thought I would throw that out there and let you guys know how much I appreciate you and talk later, I guess. Reach out. Bye.
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 Bye. What a nice message, right?
Oh, very
nice. I mean, every aspect of that message is so incredible.
And I love that he said that when we come to Portland, because we're save the date, Thursday, June 30th. Darian's coming out too. And we are. Our plan is to do a live show.
Did you tell Darian he's coming out?
And,
no, you're coming up.
Yeah.
You just go with the flow.
I just go with the flow.
One day we're going to show up and be like, let's go.
I asked your wife and she gave me permission.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go.
It's weird. It's like talking to your parents, only it's your wife. Yeah, we got some dates for you. So Atlanta, May 22nd, Park Tavern, 6 p.m. is just a hangout. So don't expect anything, right? But, you know, if you want to come and shake some hands and just say what's up, and we'd love to, you know, meet you, get to know you, meet again.
See you
a lot
in
of
person.
Y'all we have met, you know, with the House of Toys there. So that's going to be, again, May 22nd, Park Tavern. Thursday, June 30th, Portland. We haven't announced a location yet, but save that date because we're going to do like a full show, which is going to air the following day. So pretty excited about that. And then have we heard back from Atlanta?
Let me check my email.
I think the 24 hours is almost up. We're trying to get a venue because September 2nd, which is a Friday, that's our dream date. If that doesn't work out, there's an opening on Thursday and on Sunday. But Friday, let's be honest.
Yes, that's going to be perfect.
Friday's the ultimate date.
Yes, I haven't got an email yet, but as soon as we are done, I will give her a call back.
Hopefully you can join us again. That's Atlanta, September 2nd. And Darian will be joining us for that show as well.
Don't worry. I asked your wife and she said that's cool too.
Good to go.
Yep.
Lots going on. Lots going on. But back to that message, incredible message from talking about how he loves to listen and trying to get to this level, which again, I never look at myself that way. So I really do take that as a compliment to offering us equipment so we don't have to haul it across the country. Thank you, my man. Thank you so much.
Hey, family. This is Josh H. out in Vancouver. I just got done getting caught up on all your shows. I was sick all week last week with COVID.
Oh, no.
In fact, my entire household was. But I had a guess on what's that noise for a spam slicer. And I thought Darian, being an island boy, would know exactly what that is. A little device that you put a whole kind of full thing of spam into and it cuts it into perfect little slices. And then also today's show, you guys were talking about Jiggles. And I think the tagline was, the best wiggles are at Jiggles. That was a place that a rite of passage when you turned 18, you were able to go to Jiggles. So some fond memories there. Sadly, is no longer in business, but good times. Aww. Hope everyone's doing well. Love you guys. Love the show. Talk to you later. Bye.
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 Bye. What did you say the tagline was yesterday?
Where the jiggles are or something like that? Where the wiggle jiggle?
Where the jiggles make you wiggle.
That's what it is. What an idiot.
Jessica Hater here.
Oh,
I just want to give some props to Jessica because, man, that girl tolerates a lot. And she's an amazing woman. And she seems like an amazing mother. And she seems like an amazing wife. So I just want to give that woman some props and some recognition where it's due. Mr. Jessica Hater, I'm hating on you. Bye.
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 Oh, no, we're going to have a war on our hands right there.
Yeah, we are.
Oh, man.
Hey, all, it's Jax. Probably one of several Ivans you're going to get about feral cats, but the definition of feral is that it's wild or not domesticated. So that just means those cats out in the parking lot that won't really come up to humans, probably born and raised in a bush somewhere near your apartment. That's a feral cat. Anyway, love you. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
And every day we like to ask you one random question here on the show in the hopes that you have an answer. When you do, drop us an instant voice note. By the way, if you'd like to leave us a note, you can. It's called Instant Voice Notes, Ivan for short. And you can find it online at pkndk.com. If you go there on a mobile phone, then you click that button, your message comes right to us. It's real simple, real easy. And yesterday's question was, who's the most random person you reconnected with through social media?
So like Darian, you had a childhood friend that your mom babysat, PK, your biological mother. I even took the question posted on our Facebook page.
Did you get any good responses?
Yeah. So Moss writes, I found my biological sister on the socials. We chit chat here and there. From Rachel says, I recently reconnected with my biological mom, her sister and cousin all through Facebook.
Wow.
I finally have a story for the one random question: who found you on social media? So when I was 2, my parents split up and it was pretty messy. I was able to see my dad off and on for a few more years after that, but for the rest of my childhood and early adulthood, we did not have a relationship. When I was 20, he messaged me on MySpace, actually, saying that he wanted to reconnect if I was open to it. And it took me some time to respond, but ultimately I did and said yes. And about a month later, we had dinner. So that has been now almost 16 years ago, and it's honestly been incredible. I wouldn't change that decision for the world, and I'm super thankful to be reconnected with him. So that's my story. Bye.
As always, love hearing from you. You know now how to leave us a message, or you can slide into our DMs on Insta at PK and DK. Today's one random question. And I think we're going to have a bonus one during news top three things coming up. But for right now, something we couldn't guess. This has happened a few times on the show, and I love it when it does. So I was hoping we can make it happen on more of a regular basis when somebody's leaving us a story and we pause it and we're like, try to finish where the story is going. So it's a more of an open-ended question for the random question today. Is give us like a really interesting story. It's got to be a true story from your life. Something you witnessed, something that happened to you, but say it in a slower way so I can pause and see if we can finish where you're going with that story.
Okay, finish the story. I like that.
Cool.
Yesterday,
right?
If you're new to our show, I said at the beginning, Denise and I are married. This dude, I thought he said... I was like, did he talk about our hair right in front of me? Like, I don't know what he said.
Yeah. Was this at the checkout?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
We do self-checkout always. I was getting wine and, of course, had to show my eye. What the hell is so funny? It was the last day of, if you buy 6 bottles, you get 20%
off.
You know what? I needed it for last night for my Wine Wednesday segment. So get over yourselves. Anyway, so we're checking out and then have to show my ID. And I show in my driver's license. He's like, oh, wow, what a pretty smile on the license and in person. I was like, aw, thanks.
Ooh.
Oh, that's not as bad as I thought. I thought he said something about your hair or something.
No.
Okay, was that really hitting on you?
I mean, I think it was just a nice compliment, but you were standing right there.
Yeah.
So, and he was a young guy.
Oh, yeah. A young buck?
Yeah.
Like, what, 18?
Would you have tripped him?
20? I would have to know the situation. Like, did he know I was there?
Oh, yeah, he's 100%.
I was right there.
Oh, you were right there.
Yeah,
right
PK
there,
was putting the bottle of wine, like, in the actual carrier.
Yeah. Oh. So he kind of, I don't know, he kind of slid on your wife?
Yeah, I did.
Did he? Or he was just saying, you know?
He was secretly saying,
hot.
I'll see you next time. Maybe next time we could, you know, meet in the back.
Why don't you leave him at the house when you come get more wine? I'm going to give you that 10% discount, girl.
I mean, to find out, I should probably just go back and see if he says something again, right?
Okay, here we go. I'm going to have to start instituting smell checks at the front door.
Excuse me?
Smell checks. Make sure you haven't been, promiscuous. What?
That's very offensive.
Why is that offensive?
You're
the one saying I'm going to go back there and have sex with the cover
guy. I didn't say I'm going to have sex with him. I'm just getting a compliment.
Uh-huh.
That's how it starts.
You're just going
I'm just getting compliments because you're not giving me compliments. You're saying that you're going to do smell checks instead of saying, you know what?
What are you talking about? I've been giving you compliments this entire week.
Nice.
Did I not say you look good and not pink?
Yes, you did.
Uh-huh.
It's because I wasn't wearing a bra.
See, this is a thing. It's a problem. It's a problem. After like a certain amount of years of being married, your compliments, they don't mean anything. It's just normal, whatever. Get used to them.
No, it's
daily,
that's
background.
That is not true. I would really appreciate any compliments, and anything you do say, I do appreciate it.
Guy at Kroger says something.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Thank you. Yeah.
I thought just a second ago you said it wasn't a big deal. Now all of a sudden you're angry.
Well, now I don't know.
what happened?
Because you got a bunch of people hitting on you on Instagram, too.
Oh, well, I wouldn't say they're hitting on me, but.
Are they scamming her? Will you read some of those?
Sure. I'll pull
Are these scams or is she getting hit on?
Hey. I was sent your profile by my assistant. I went through your page and love what you're all about. My husband and I run of the top teams of the financial world, and we want to recruit you. Your social media presence is solid. I don't know if you're open to opportunities on a part-time basis, but I figured I'd reach out and ask.
Uh-huh.
Dude, I'm saying scam.
Yeah.
Big scam time. Too.
You don't
Big
think
time.
Anyone's really interested? I do have a
There's
very
There's no links,
stellar.
No nothing. Yeah.
And she's got like 8,000 followers on the account,
That's
so it's
right.
like a micro account. Like
oh,
mine.
You looked them up?
Yeah, of course I did.
What do they do?
I mean, what they claim, they said that they run a financial.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Was it a pyramid?
Probably.
Something.
Here's Amway? The other one.
Yeah.
So this comes in from Pipa.
Pipa?
Pipa?
P-I-P-P-A. Hello, lovely. How are you? Hope you had a great weekend. After chatting the other day, I was just thinking you might be interested in something that I do on the side. I think you'd be a perfect fit. Has anyone ever spoke to you about an online travel program before? Lovely.
Oh,
XX.
Lovely. That's how you get kidnapped.
Yeah.
That's right there. How you know?
And yeah. That's okay.
A travel program?
So I posted I posted a reel about like some of my pictures from one of the Flora farms that I went to in Cabo. And then this person and a couple other like asked me about like, do you recommend it? I've never been to Cabo, but I'm going there. And I'm like, yeah, sure. So I replied back. And then all of a sudden I get these messages. I'm like, oh, no.
Wait, from the people that ask you the questions?
Yeah. So you guys agree.
Scam.
All right. Good to know.
I don't think I've ever gotten
nobody says,
scams.
Hello, lovely. Or you want to join me on my travel program? XX?
No, none of that. No.
Wait, did it say XX or XO?
XX.
What is XX?
Because kiss.
She's from the UK.
That means kiss, kiss.
I thought it was XOXO.
No, when you're from the UK, you do XX saying like it's a sign that the conversation is done.
Oh, it's
so
not
like
kiss.
If you're in like a string of messages like, hey, how's your night? Blah, 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 back, forth. And then you do XX. That means like you're done with the conversation for the night.
Oh.
I like my way of saying that better.
What?
What?
Hello?
Good morning. I'm calling about the beautiful oak bedroom suite you have in a newspaper.
Yeah.
Could you give me some more info, please?
Yeah, it's about 6 foot tall headboard.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's got about a 6 foot high bed.
No, my business was done, so I ended the call.
You did?
I said, no, my business was done, so I ended the call.
What the hell does that mean?
I am done, so I ended the call.
You dumb f***ing bastard.
You piece of garbage.
You piece of
you idiot.
Get a brain.
Get a brain.
That's how we end conversations here in the good old United States of America.
Okay, I guess again I was wrong. There's a couple things I got to apologize for. I was under the assumption that, yeah, it meant like end of the convo, but apparently kiss, kiss, two kisses is what it means.
Oh, okay.
So you guys were right.
So girl's kissing?
Oh, Lord.
Did you kiss her back?
No. It's a scam.
You are rude.
How rude?
You guys, you just flipped this on me.
Check her back right now.
You just flipped on me.
It may be a scam, but she's being very polite.
It's a polite scam.
All you can do is kiss her back.
Right. No. Stop it. Boys are creeps.
Denise sent me a video.
Yeah.
Right. This is Waking Up With, where we, talk about viral videos that we come across or just, interesting videos online. She sent me a video that I haven't seen it yet.
This is so wrong.
Man proposes where? Where did he propose?
Well, I see the video. It looks like an airport.
It's not an airport. No.
Mall?
Not at a mall.
It's somewhere that.
One last guess. No hints. Okay. One last guess. Where did this guy propose?
A grocery store.
Let me just hit the play button.
Okay.
Unfortunately, no audio, but. You want to read? Can you read that?
Yeah,
is that too far? Go ahead.
Proposing the deceased daughter right at the funeral, wiping the tears there and there.
This dude proposed at a funeral to the daughter.
Yeah, proposed to his girlfriend at her father's funeral. Her father had died. They are having the funeral, and as it is going on, he drops to one knee.
That is so weird.
Dude, did she say yes? Let me go back to the ring. Hold on.
The story that I have doesn't say if she said yes or no.
What? How can they not have that? That's the biggest part of the story.
One person said that.
Oh, no. Wait, there it is. Yeah, no, she put the ring on.
She did?
Yeah, she stuck her fingers out. I think the ring. What? Go ahead, Denise.
So one person tweeted that the pastor actually proposed with her father still present in the room, even though he was dead. However, that's still a symbolic gesture because he may have wanted to propose while the father was alive but didn't get to, so he was still technically in the room when he did it, so maybe it was okay.
Not a good idea to propose at a funeral. Just saying. If you want to see this video, it'll be up online in the description of the show at pkdk.com. Also, something I haven't played for a couple days that you sent me, Duran.
Hell yeah.
You wanted me to play this even when we weren't doing the show.
Right, yeah.
What am I about to watch?
All right, so it's a parody skit off of the Amber and Johnny Depp court.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
And this reminded me of something that you would do, because you know how you mix audio together.
Yeah.
So this right here is kind of like a parody court of the Amber and Johnny Depp.
Is that Jim Carrey?
Isn't it true that your relationship with my client is entirely platonic?
I don't remember.
Would I be accurate if I described your relationship as totally professional?
I don't know how.
It's not your relationship with my client, boy! Dad, baby, dad, baby. Did you ever not make love? Did you?
It wasn't him. It was Black.
Fire!
He's badgering the witness.
It's his witness.
I've never been.
What's that movie from?
Liar, Liar.
Oh, I've never seen Liar, Liar.
Oh, really?
I know. There comes all the instant voice notes. No, I've never seen it.
Oh, it's just a classic comedy, yeah.
Good editing there, man. Now I get mad at myself for not thinking of that.
Yeah.
Great job there. I'll post that as well online at pkanddk.com. I just read an article that was talking, it was a breakdown. The trial isn't going on this week, right?
Yeah, not this week because the judge had another conference. So it starts Monday.
Yes.
Yeah.
But they were talking in this article about how Johnny's probably going to lose. That they both can lose, by the way.
Wait.
It's not like one person can win here.
They both
can lose, and apparently they were saying that Johnny would have won, but he's so unlikable in court with his like wisecracks and the way that his demeanor in court that he's going to screw himself out of like $50 million.
Oh.
And so I'm reading this article, and I was thinking about the fact that...
But isn't it like if you're on the jury, you're not looking at him as how he's sitting, but what's being...
Presented.
Yeah, his body language,
I think they train you for everything. You know, when you go to court, it's everything about like what you're wearing, how you're presenting yourself, how you answer. These are... normal people that are sitting in the jury.
No,
it's really up to the fact if they like you,
you're
probably going to go.
I've been called up for jury duty before. And I was like, I don't have any training or anything. I just go there and whatever I feel like I see. But I thought that you weren't supposed to judge somebody just the way that they're dressed or
how they
are.
If somebody's acting like a jerk and he's not likable, you're more likely to be like, I'm not rewarding this guy. He probably did that stuff, even though the evidence is saying something.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's what the article, which brings me back to you, Darian, because when we were watching it, you couldn't stop because you were waiting for him to see if he would ever look at her, which he didn't.
Oh, yeah.
And you said that you felt uneasy.
Yeah, I was like, I was getting actually like mad. It's like, why won't he look at her?
Well, because if it's true what he's saying, that he like that she is the one that abused him, you can't look at someone right in the eyes that abused you. Like, that's hurtful.
I've been in some crummy situations, obviously not to any kind of level of what they or whatever they're claiming, right? Because we don't know. We weren't in the room and we don't have a result yet to go off of. So you got to say allegedly with everything, right?
Of course, yes.
I've been in nothing that can compare to that in some situations. And if I was in court, I would absolutely look at that person in their face.
I've been in situations I couldn't.
I'll take glimpse, at least.
I don't think I could.
Is what you're saying.
Yeah, I'll look up.
I think he just sketches. I think, isn't that what he does? I think he just sketches to keep his eyes down.
Gosh,
I don't know.
I mean...
When does the trial resume?
So on Monday.
Monday, all
Monday,
right.
May 16th.
You know that ad we did? The parody ad? Bump Up the Left?
Yeah.
Yo, that's taking off!
Dude.
Out of everything we've done, that's taking off?
That's like a test run. Now we gotta put it on a billboard somewhere on the road.
That's gonna be on your sign. There we go. It's all coming together.
There we go. Before we jump into match two, which we're about to do, and you want to play any of our games, you can online, pkanddk.com. Also, before the end of the show, we'll do What's That Noise for $500, so hang with us for that. But got to tell you, tomorrow night is going to be our Friday show. It's going to be live, and you'll be able to find it at pkanddk.com. I'll have the links up throughout the day tomorrow. At some point, they'll be on there. But we're going to go live on time this time.
That's what PK says, okay. Yes. If we're not on time, blame PK. But the time is...
6 o'clock for West Coast. Houston Central Time, you're going to be at 8 o'clock. And then East Coast, 9. So Atlanta people, 9 p.m. You'll be able to watch us, pkanddk.com. Or over on our YouTube channel, which is, I think it's just at pkanddk. But I'm going to embed it online, pkanddk.com. Great idea for the mystery box. Hopefully it'll get here. We'll talk a little more about that coming up before the end of this show, and some other stuff I wasn't able to get to on our last show. I was actually so mad at myself because we got done with our live show about a month ago.
Yeah.
And I looked down. What was that?
My laptop.
Oh. Smashed to pieces?
Yep, basically.
I looked down, and there was a box that I had brought in. I'm like, oh, my God, dude. This was for the live show. I can't believe I missed this and forgotten space and all this stuff, right? So I was so mad at myself. But now I would get to do it tomorrow night. I wish I could tell you more, but it's going to be awesome. And it was a listener idea. So thank you. And you'll know who you are tomorrow. Hopefully you all can catch us live again. 6 o'clock West Coast, 8 o'clock Houston, 9 o'clock over on East Coast. And we are going to have a quick show for the people podcasting in the morning. And if you have a subscription, I'm gonna toss your way tomorrow the audio that I haven't been able to play that's a little more adult than I'd like it to be. Not with the cursing, but the subject matter. So if you have a subscription tomorrow morning, there will be some audio for y'all to check out. If you don't have a subscription, you'll have a quicker show. And then again, the full show tomorrow night at pkanddk.com. Hopefully, again, you can join us. Match two time right now. Let's go. Word association. We're playing with Sean, everybody.
Hey, Sean.
Hey,
Sean.
Hey,
what's
up? Oh, my God, Michelle. Give us some love. Give us some love.
Hey. What you doing, girl?
Sitting here waiting for my son to get out of school.
Oh, oh nice.
Where's
nice.
He go to school at?
North Atlanta.
What's your son's name?
His name is Cameron.
How old is Cameron?
He is 15 in a 14 shoe.
Woo! Oh. You got your hands full.
Yeah, you do.
Ooh, wow. You got yes. your hands full.
Look, can somebody help me? Please help me.
Yo, tell Darine, because Darine, your kid's almost 13 at the end of the year, right? The end of the year, so 12, 12 and a half. What, any advice? Like, what's the next 3 years going to be like? When does it take off?
I don't know. He's trying to find himself now. Last week he said he wanted me to meet a girl. And I was like, okay. Well, he didn't want me to meet her. He wanted to take her out. And he got mad because I said I wanted to meet her.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I would too.
So I'm like, no, I have to meet her because you cannot go anywhere with her unless I know who you're going with. So I met her, and she was nice.
Oh, she was. I was going to ask you how we feel about her. All right, she's nice.
When did you have the sex talk with your sons?
So, unfortunately, I had to have that talk in the third grade because some fourth grader told him about sex.
Oh, my God!
What?
Yo! A fourth grader?
Wow.
Oh, my God!
Yes, a fourth grader.
Oh, man. How did you find out? Did he ask you questions, or did you, like, overhear him?
He asked me questions, so he wanted to know, like, and I'm like, huh? What are you talking about?
Yeah, for real.
Not ready for this
like,
conversation.
I was like, it's a cardiac arrest.
Oh, you poor thing. You poor thing.
I'm like, oh my gosh, where's your daddy? I sat down and talked to him about it. Since he was asking me such graphic questions, I was graphic with my description. And he decided he didn't want to hear anymore. So
she can play this game. Mom's been around the block. She knows what she's talking about.
Yeah. So that's how we took care of that.
Yeah.
So
you know, it's cool, though, that he trusts you to a point that, you know, he came to you. You know, a lot of kids don't go to their parents. So that's awesome. That's saying something.
Yeah. But now at 15, he's saying he doesn't feel comfortable talking to me. And I'm like, no, why? What happened?
Oh.
Did I do something? Because you call everybody and tell them. And I'm like, oh, you know what? I used to say the same thing when I was your age. I was mad at my mom because she was on the phone telling everything I did. So you'll understand when you become my age and you have a child your age.
Yeah.
You know what's trippy to me is, man, life comes at you so quick. And it's unexplainable to the younger generation. You can't tell anybody how quickly you're going to get to be your parents' age, right?
Right, right.
I mean, just a snap of a finger, and then here you are on the other side of things. That's so trippy to me to listen to and to go through an experience.
Yeah, it is something because sometimes I think just last week I was kind of feeling sad because I didn't feel like I was being a good parent. And I'm always, you know, involving him in everything. My friends follow me on Facebook, and they're like, you do everything with him. You take him everywhere. And I'm like, you know, I just want to expose him and so he can know that there are bigger things out there than, you know, just sitting on a video game or, you know, just the stuff that you learn here. You can learn stuff everywhere you go. And I say, I want the best for you. And he was like, but why? Why do you want the best for me? And I'm like, why wouldn't I? And he said, well, I talk back. And I'm like, okay, well, I'm glad you know you talk back, so you'll know when this hand is coming at you, you'll know why.
You're my favorite.
I said, but you're not a bad kid. You're not out in the streets. You're not around here cursing and, you know, carrying on like, you know, some kid that, you know, doesn't know any better. You're really a good kid, so why wouldn't you deserve better? And he's like, I just think that, you know, some of the stuff I do, I shouldn't do, and I'm aware of it, but I'm not aware of it until after the fact. So I said, well, that's a part of, you know, maturing and growing up. Yeah. So you'll get better at it.
You can't. You have to never feel bad about not being. Now, obviously, I don't know. I'm not there. But from everything that you're saying and you're approaching the situation, you're explaining all this stuff. It sounds like you're doing every. I mean, you're checking all the boxes.
I think the biggest part is communication. Yeah. And you guys have that.
You have that. Yeah. Explaining the fact that, look, it's a big world out there and you're going to learn from all these experiences. And you're doing it. If we had a kid, exactly how I would approach things. I don't know if that means anything, but I'm saying that, like,
you're doing a great job.
You're doing a great job. Yeah. And I've talked to a lot of parents in the 20 years of doing radio and now podcasting. I've talked to a lot of parents, and you're at the top of the list of people that to me sound like they know what's going on and are putting in the work.
Well, thank you for that. I appreciate it.
All right. Now, I hope somebody can bring you a win here for match two. Do you want to play with Denise or Derine? What are you thinking?
I think I want to play with Derine.
Derine! Oh! All right. Now I'm starting to question your decision making.
No.
Just kidding around. Here we go. A word association. We're going to try to match two words. Your first one is, give me something that comes to your mind when I say moon. One word for moon.
Night. Lock it in.
Lock it in. All right. Done deal. Your second word is going to be wagon. Give me one word that comes to your mind when I say wagon.
Red. Red wagon. Yes, red.
Lock it in?
Yes.
All right, done deal.
I should have picked Denise.
Oh, I don't know. My words were a little different.
What would you have picked for Denise for moon?
So I was thinking the opposite of moon, sun.
Sun, okay. And what about wagon?
Oh, okay.
So at first I said wagon wheel, but then I might have talked myself into saying red wagon because I had that growing up, and then that what came into my mind. So.
I like red wagon. That's pretty good. It's going to be interesting really to see what he says for moon. Go grab him real quick, because there's also an eclipse coming up that we've been talking about. So I wonder if he's going to say that. Oh, and I'm going to stop talking now because he's walking into the room. All right, here we go.
Yeah.
You ready, Grun?
Yes, I am.
Bring home a W.
Here we go.
First word is moon.
Moon. Light. Moon. Rise. Full moon. Blood moon. This week.
Is it really?
I think. Okay. Denise mentioned it.
We'll come back. Let's go to wagon.
Wagon?
Wagon.
Red wagon. Whoa. That sounded kind of happy. What the hell? What the hell was the word?
Wagon.
Red wagon. 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 Horse wagon. Wagon. Red wagon, baby!
You're cheating right in front of my face.
Yeah, Sean.
You're cheating right in front of my face.
Halfway there, Sean.
All right, I gotta turn you down for the second one. Here we go. For the win, moon.
Moon. Moon. Full moon. Moon date. Moonlight. Moon. Landing. Moon rocks. Moon crater. Moonlight. Gosh, I mean full moon, blood moon. When you think of a moon, it's bright. The moon is bright. And it's big.
It's huge.
It's huge.
You see it both in the day and at night.
Yeah, you really do.
Yeah.
Okay. Gosh, I mean a moon.
It's a satellite.
Moon's out. It's not, well, we don't know for sure. It could
be. What do you mean? It's a satellite over the Earth.
The moon.
The moon. 100%.
Not 100%.
Oh, my God.
Are you kidding me?
Get back to match two. Get back to match two.
Kermit's got to pay attention in school.
I'll give you 50%.
Alexa, is the moon the Earth's satellite?
I got it. Here's something I found on the web. According to foremotion.com, at a distance of 384,400 kilometers from the Earth, the moon is our closest celestial neighbor and only natural satellite.
Oh!
What?
Who just got school?
What?
Yeah, that's right. Took you right back to middle school, kid.
Oh, whatever. I was talking like man-made.
Last hour's in session.
Oh, gosh. That's interesting, though. That was interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. Moonwalk. Moonwalk.
Oh.
But does it? I don't know about that one. I don't know about that one. I'm not getting good vibes on that one. Or am I? I don't know. Moonwalk. Gosh. I mean, I keep circling around. Ooh, circle. Moon. Circle. I keep circling around full moon. Moon. Moonlight. Moonlight sounds good, too. Oh, look at the moonlight. Kiss me under the moonlight. but I gotta go with the gut. Lock me in for full moon.
I gave it to you, bro. I said it.
Satellite?
No. You see it in the day and at night?
Night?
Night.
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 Oh. Night.
It is at night. Yeah.
Oh. Wrong again.
Dang it.
Oh.
I felt like that was an easy one, too.
That was. I thought wagon was going to be the difficult one. You guys matched that. I didn't. I thought for moon, I love night.
Yeah.
Also, moonlight, too. I was thinking of light. What did you, again, lock in, Denise, for
I
moon?
I said sun. I was thinking sun. Opposite.
Oh, crap.
Well, listen, in either case, it's great catching up with you. Thank you for all the support. Tell Cameron so what's up. We'll have to get a Sunday to play with him.
Yeah.
As well.
That sounds good.
So we'll put that on the schedule.
I would post our picture of us together. We took a picture with you all when you were at the Atlantic Station doing the toys.
Oh, yeah, the toys.
And we came from church.
Yeah, post that picture, and I'll reshare it.
I'd love to see that. Yeah, absolutely.
I'll reshare it for tomorrow's show.
Okay, cool. I'll do that.
So, thank you for taking the time. Thank you for jumping on with us. We're going to get Cameron on, and we'll talk soon, all right?
All right. Thank you so much.
All right,
thank
Sean.
Thank you for all you're doing.
Sean, everybody.
Bye, Sean.
Denise's top three things you need to know starts now.
And here is your first story. It is Thursday, May 12th. If you are on Instagram and you do use those filters, but you happen to be like me in the state of Texas or even in Illinois, well, some of those filters are now gone. Apparently, it's because of the facial recognition law. That's why Instagram has disabled these filters. Basically, the law, like I looked it up in real quickly, but the law that is being broken is that it learns a user's face and can automatically tag or associate a person with an image, usually without the tagged user's consent. Therefore, any filters they're saying that uses like facial geometry or augmented reality filters cannot be used. So when I was like posting stuff yesterday, like half of my filters have like disappeared. I was like, what's going on?
Isn't that a weird update?
No, I don't. Yeah. I'm all natural sometimes. All right, on to story number two. Netflix could introduce a cheaper version of its streaming platform by the end of this year. Remember, we talked about a cheaper version that plays ads?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Now they're saying within the last 3 months of this year, that's when it will come around. The same time they plan to start cracking down on password sharing. Still no reports on how much, but definitely it will be coming.
Wait, I just got your grandma's password.
Yeah.
You did. And I'm not so sure if this is really a new story, but it's Thursday, so let's talk about like throwback stuff. Apple has discontinued the iPod after 20 years.
It was still around?
Yes, it was.
Yeah. You're still rocking the iPod. I don't know what to tell you.
Don't knock it till you try it.
I'm
you guys know who Sarah Blakely is? The founder of Spanx.
Okay.
That's all she uses is the first generation iPod. She's like, everyone else has their phones and blah, blah, blah. But every time like she posts a picture or stories of her like flying
It's probably because she gets more reaction. And then when she's not taking a picture, she's using an actual phone. She's probably still using the iPod.
I don't know.
Come on.
Don't give her a hard time. Anyway,
I
looked it up. And by the way, they say like the iPod Touch, which is available right now, it's going to be until supplies last. But if you are looking for the first generation, brand new, never opened, it is selling for, do you guys want to guess?
Yeah.
On eBay.
I'm going.
Brand new, unopened, 20 years ago, the very first Apple iPod.
1.2 mil.
Get the hell out of here. Yep. What are you talking about?
1.2 mil.
No chance.
Lock me in.
Yeah, I'll give you like $200.
Oh. Yeah, you guys could be more different.
Yeah.
How about $23,000?
$23,000?
That's right.
Hell out of here. Right. Did Steve Jobs sign it? Was it his personal one?
This also had me thinking, maybe we can use this for a random question of the day, but what old devices do you still use? So is there like a vintage piece of technology that you still...
Not really.
PlayStation 2, Nintendo 64, TiVo...
It's cool to have those things, you know, if you want to have like a little museum shelf at your house, or it's every once in a while you fire up the Super Mario 3.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, but you're not really playing it.
I was like,
you know,
I have like the
you used to back
Apple
in the day.
Apple 4, like I want.
Because you broke to get you the new one.
Oh.
Yeah, it's not because you're going vintage on us. Nice try. Nice try. What about you? You got anything old?
Yeah, I mean, I got the NES, the original NES.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, yeah. How often do you play it, though?
I can't. We actually, Bryson and I, we actually try to hook it up, but the TV's too advanced for the NES.
So
we have to go get like adapters and stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think that's all I got too.
Hit us up. Drop us an instant voice note. Is there something that's old school that you just can't give up? Maybe LaserDisc?
Maybe a flip phone?
Yeah.
I still have a CD player in my car.
you do?
Friday, we're doing our live show that we've been talking about, and we're also going to put our first DVD on sale. Now, there's going to be a digital copy, because that's how people are probably going to want to watch it, you know. But I have, I don't know how many, I got to count them, maybe 10, maybe 20, extremely limited number of actual DVDs.
Physical DVDs.
I can't play these DVDs. We don't have a DVD player. I don't even know if they work, but they're in the shrink wrap, so hopefully they do.
Unopened DVDs.
Yeah. I don't know who's going to want to buy them, if anybody.
Hey, there's been a lot of DVD.
We saw a guy at Redbox. I got in trouble from Denise.
Redbox is still around?
Well, yeah, that's exactly. I'm like, who still uses a Redbox? And then
it's at Kroger, like the local Kroger up the street.
I must have walked past it. How much is it to rent a movie
nowadays?
I don't know,
but he didn't work for him, and you could tell he was mad and he just walked off.
Yeah.
Well, that's what you get for using Redbox, bro.
Yeah.
Come on.
Dude. Well, anyway, I'm Denise, and those are the top three things you need to know.
Ooh.
Did you know, did you know?
All right, hippos, they don't like each other. I saw a hippo here in Texas.
What? Where?
Yeah, I meant, we talked about it on Monday. You weren't here on that day, though. Let me show you a picture.
It wasn't a hippo. You claimed it was a camel and a rhino.
Oh, a rhino, yes. A rhino, bro.
A rhinoceros?
A rhinoceros right here in Texas. Hand me the cord. I'm going to play. Let's see this video.
Was it like crossing the street or something?
No, it was in with a bunch of cows. A rhino.
What is that
It's a camel, half old. I got to go.
What is that thing?
That's not a rhino.
That's a rhino, bro.
Hell no, that's not no rhino.
That is?
That's a freaking bull. That's some kind of bull.
A rhino bull? You know what? Give my phone back.
That is not a rhinoceros.
You know let me get back to you.
Ooh.
Did you know, did you know?
Like, I don't know what a rhino is. Come on now.
Gosh. I mean, I didn't quite see the horn.
So hippos, they don't like each other. Yeah, I don't know if you knew that or not. But if one hippo sees another coming close, they'll likely A, let out a massive fart. B, spray them with vomit. C, throw poop on them. Or D, bite their ankles. Hippos, they don't like each other. What are they more likely to do if they get too close? What do you think?
Oh, man. I mean, I'm envisioning none of the above except for maybe ankle biting. But that, like, ankle biting sounds so stupid.
Well, it's one of them.
Because I'm, like, envisioning one going after the other's ankles. I'm like, ankle biting, that's like a dog, not a hippo.
Lock something in, please. One of them is actual legit D. So you're going to go with bite their ankles, ankle biting.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Drun.
I'm going to go with vomiting. They vomit on each other.
Spray vomit on each other?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to go with throw poop on them.
Okay.
No. How are they going to throw poop with what hand?
That's horrible. Yeah. You know what?
They don't have thumbs.
I'll go with the fart. Because I do that with sometimes when I get stress situations.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah.
Like if I'm at a Best Buy, I don't know what to get. I'm between two products. I get nervous.
I do
the
that.
Tummy rumbles.
I do that at when I'm shopping for like a birthday card or something. Yeah. I get nervous about which card to buy. So I usually have to excuse myself. Go to the bathroom and come back.
I've cleaned out. I've had Best Buy's closed down.
I believe it.
Yeah, you better. Here we go. Hippos, they don't like each other. If one hippo comes too close to another, likely to throw poop on them. I should have stuck with that.
Ooh.
Did you know, did you know?
I have a video of hippos throwing poop.
Really?
Oh, cool.
This is the hippo poop spray.
How do you think they do it? I think they whip their butt real quick and it flings.
I don't. I can't even. That has to be it. Oh, no, they're doing with their tail.
Whoa.
Oh.
It looks like a happy dog, but it's pooping. And it's wagging its tail.
It looks like he's just kind of like wiping.
Oh, gross.
Sure this ain't PK?
That's my little hand back there.
Oh,
my little hand.
God. Well, there you go.
Will you send me that clip?
Yeah, whoa. Maybe a visual you do not want to see.
But if you do, I'm going to put that online for you over at pkanddk.com. We got five guesses, $500. This is the noise. One more time. All right, five guesses every single day at complete random. We're up to guess number what, Denise?
330.
That's a noise again. Durango.
Lisa, flicking a truly can with your finger.
That is incorrect.
Guess 331.
Whitney, the clip on a dog leash clicking.
Guess 332.
Halima, dropping Dorian Smith's sunglasses.
Guess 333.
Jamie, clock.
A what?
Clock.
You cursed or something.
Clock?
No. Like, what? What time is it on the clock?
Why is it so hard for you to say clock?
I don't know. Clock?
There you go.
Clock. Clock. Tick tock on the clock.
Okay.
I was trying to enunciate.
Oh.
Enunciate.
Enunciate.
Okay.
I was trying to do that as well.
Not a clock, no.
And final guess for today, 334.
What's that noise?
3 with pressing button on Darian's AirPods.
A lot of people think it's, well, I did say you brought the item over.
True, yeah.
But that is also incorrect. And get your guesses in. Got to be getting close here. Got to be. Any day now, he's going to pull out the winning guess. So get him in. PKNDK.com/what's that noise. Oh, no. Here we go. How many birthdays we got today, Denise?
Just one birthday.
Thank God. All right. One birthday, which means if he gets through the open and the close, 100 bucks. Here we go.
Oh, right now?
Tomorrow.
God.
And now we stop.
Why did you say stop? We know it's interrupted. It's been interrupted this entire week.
That's so stupid.
It is stupid. You're stupid.
Gosh. Are you just not trying? What's happening right now?
No, I get it. I got it. But when I do it, I freeze and I break up and I just fall apart. So easy. So I feel like I have to get over one bump. And once I do, smooth sailing.
All right, so let's get over it.
All right, well, all right, so we got $100 today.
So here we go. And now we interrupt the regularly scheduled show for another Durian birthday shout out.
That's it.
Why yes. did you do that out the gate?
I tried.
Who do you
I
apologize tried. To?
Yeah. And by the way, you know what I'd like from now on is if he screws up your birthday, I want you to leave us an instant voice note telling me what you would have done with the money. Or maybe you can put that in your message. Like, hey, happy birthday to, let's say, Denise. I'd love for her to have $100. I know she won't, and she would have spent it on this. As you're sending your messages in. But here we go.
Okay, a special birthday shout out and an apology. Lexi Ramirez from her dad, Dario, who says, Dad loves you and proud of you, wishing you an awesome day. P.S. Darian, get through it. She would love $100. Oh, Dario.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
Lexi, I'm sorry. Yeah. Again, maybe next year. Maybe next
that's
year.
So far away.
Gosh.
So far away.
Well, you know what? We don't got $100 for you, but we got a birthday song for you.
Oh, here's your birthday song. It isn't very long.
Hey!
I totally didn't say hey.
No.
I was too focused on what to say.
Just get to I'll just say the close, it. Please.
And now we rejoin the PK and DK show. Already in progress.
Thank God. Oh. Thank the Lord.
Yo, Darian, are you ready to play? Tell us about today, back in the day.
All right, now that you're off your game, let me come in here and clean house. Let me clean house.
Oh, you're gonna have to
it's that time.
It.
Get that championship belt back.
Where is my belt?
How do you
right
not
there,
know where the belt is?
On your side of the room.
Okay, I need to call you out, Darian, because I always call PK out. But we said that you were going to bring the championship belt to our event this last Friday.
Yeah.
People were asking about it. They wanted to take a picture with it. And what happened?
The belt was too shy. Too shy to come out.
Uh-huh.
I was a little embarrassed.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Oh. So it might have to go back to the rightful owner of PK, who actually takes it out.
Hell no, this is going to stick right
okay,
here.
We'll see. We'll see. Let's go right now.
Okay, as I always like to start the segment, these are things that happened this week back in the day. Best of five on this Throwback Thursday. I'll read the question. Once I say go, the first person to answer correctly gets the point. Now, if you speak before I do say go, the point automatically goes to the other person. Okay, PK?
Waiting on you.
Okay, Darian.
Let's go.
As
let's
a reminder,
go. Let's get this done.
Darian is the current champion.
Yeah, blah, blah, mm-hmm. blah. Team PK, where you at?
All right,
where
here
you
we
at,
go.
Though?
Kicking it off with birthdays. Skateboard legend is 54 today. Go.
Tony Hawks.
What
he said
you
Hawks.
Say?
He said Tony Hawks. Rewind the motherfucking tape. No, sir. It's one individual,
Hawks.
And he doesn't have an S on the last of his name. Point goes to PK. Boom.
To be fair, I add S to everything.
That's
everything.
That doesn't mean that it's accurate.
And?
Oh. I did add an S.
Yeah.
Are you going to count that?
I heard it.
Okay. We're going to move on to number two. Okay. PK with one.
Yep. There
Darian
it is.
With zero.
Easy, baby.
He is 44, comedic actor, been on SNL since 2003 and growing up mm-hmm. on TV Friday nights.
Mm-hmm.
Also from the ATL. Mm-hmm. His name is what? Go.
Oh.
Kenan Thompson.
Kenan Thompson is correct.
That's right, boy. That's
dude.
Right.
Oh, my God. Is this a sweep, Darian?
PK, do it again. PK, do it again.
All right. PK with two. Darian with zero.
Zero.
Get it together.
I will.
In 1980, this slasher horror classic was released in theaters nationwide. Go.
Friday the 13th
is correct. Yeah, right, that would be 3 points.
Murdered him like Jason.
Oh, my God.
Just drowned him right in the lake. I've never seen Friday the 13th, but I think there's a lake involved and somebody at some point had to have been drowned.
Crystal Lake. It's called Crystal Lake.
Yeah, well, that's where you're at the bottom, baby.
Oh, dang it.
Do you have anything to say for yourself? Ooh,
you have more questions? I just want to keep going.
I mean, I do.
Oh, we got to save some for Friday for the live show.
Do you want to do that? We'll save for the live show.
Yeah, let's save some for the live show.
Oh, okay. See, I let you for a few days. Uh-huh. For like, what, one day?
Okay, we'll
one
see.
One day you can have the belt.
We'll see.
I'll take it on Friday.
Where's the trophy? I need the trophy, too.
Here.
Come on.
Just take it. I'll
take it, man.
Come back tomorrow.
I don't like you. I wear it to places.
That's all good. Here you go.
That's right.
Can I tell them something? Can I tell my belt and trophy something?
What's that? Go ahead.
See you guys on Friday.
Uh-huh.
There you go.
Welcome back, babes. Welcome back, sweethearts. Oh, I've missed you. You know I have. I'd give you a kiss, but this ooze on you, I don't want to put it next to my lips, so I'm just going to put you down. That ooze is getting, it's growing.
How is
it? Is. Yeah, it's like alive.
We got to have, a staph infection because of that thing.
Yeah, why don't you wash it or clean it out or something?
I don't know. Now it's just part of the whole thing.
Yeah.
things just take off on the show.
So then whoever wins on Friday is still going to drink from it with the ooze?
I don't know. To. Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I mean, you guys say the alcohol does kill germs, so.
It didn't kill this.
No, I brought that to life.
This thing is, we should have
like the blob.
Yeah.
Some university study it or something, like biology, they can do their... What's it called when you finish college? You got to do your
internship.
No. You got a big report or a big test.
Oh, thesis.
A thesis. Yeah, thesis on this. There you go. How do you know that? But not that the moon's a satellite.
I don't know.
It's amazing what you know and what you don't know.
Gotta
really
say
is.
Congratulations to PK.
Hey.
This week's Back in the Day champion.
Till Friday. So today's final thought is a product review. And so I was at the store, the Kroger, and
Wow, you didn't put the S on it this time.
Nope. Smarter now.
You're growing.
Smarter now.
That's what's happening.
You get smarter as you grow.
Got it.
So I was over there, and at the, what do you call that, reduced price?
I didn't know that they had an aisle about reduced prices.
I showed Ryan this, because I always go down there if ever there's a holiday or something, all the candy's there. And if there's ever any damage, oh God, I sound like I know. Any alcohol that's been damaged, bottle of wine or the six pack of beer, one's busted, it goes there.
You get a discount.
There you go.
Why not? Yeah.
Yeah, we're broke. So that's where we go to get our cheap alcohol.
Depressing. I remember, when I would brag about having a Porsche that blew up. I don't need it anyway. I got my second car. Now we're at the discount rack. Life comes at you quick, kids.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with
it. Call the show that. It comes at you quick.
Someone's got to drink it, and it might as well be me. Go on, Dry.
You got this pineapple thing that was missing a part.
Yeah, I didn't know that until. So, yeah, it was missing a part, but I wanted to know if this pineapple slicer could actually work.
Now, it's not really a slicer, is it?
Well, that's what it's called.
Because you put it in there and you turn it, and I guess it creates slices. It's weird. I don't know how to describe this thing.
It creates these little donut-shaped pineapples.
Yeah, it's like a wine cork when you put the wine cork again with the wine.
We're going to put this video up online for you. It's going to be everywhere. TikTok, probably on our Instagram as well. So at the time when you're hearing this, you probably can see this video, which is hysterical.
Push to pop off the top. Well, I got a pen in there. Oh! Okay, guys.
You find new ways to screw things up. You really do.
I really do, yeah.
Yeah.
I almost lost the whole pineapple there.
Oh, you got to see this video again online, pretty much anywhere you follow us. And thank you for following us. Thank you for sharing our videos and for subscribers. We got a brand new subscriber. Give it up for Carol.
Aw, shout out, Carol. Thank you.
I don't know on the Apple side of things. So if you're subscribing and you're brand new on, through the Apple podcast app, I'm sorry that I don't have those names and I apologize, but thank you for subscribing. All that money goes right back into the show on PK and DK Plus, which means you can subscribe to us and listen to the show on Android devices. They send me emails so I actually can see the people that are subscribing and get a chance to thank you. So, again, big thanks to every single one of you subscribing to the show, to the Love Slaps this month, from Julie B to Ken to Heather L, Janet J, and Charlene and Damien. I got some words for y'all.
You do? Why?
Not very happy with y'all.
Why?
Thanks for the Love Slap, by the way. But they wrote in and said, I know it's not a lot, but I wanted to help out as much as we can right now. Don't ever apologize for dropping a love slap. That's so far and beyond of anything that I ever thought would happen with the show. I mean, we just record, and I'm hoping that people will listen to the free version. The fact that you're subscribing and dropping us love slaps, that's so far and above anything, again, that we had in mind when we started this. So thank you so much. I appreciate it. Please don't ever apologize.
Yeah, when you said that you had beef with them, I'm like, they're very active in our WhatsApp chat. Yeah. Charlene and Damien, they also have been listeners from like Playhouse Day, so back in the day. And then also send in like cheers videos.
They're our number ones.
Yeah.
Don't apologize.
You guys are doing amazing stuff. We really appreciate you. Thank you to everybody.
And every penny that gets love slapped is seriously appreciated. So thank you so much to every single one of you supporting the show, telling your friends and family about the show, and then convincing people to check us out. The people sticking.
Yeah.
What can I say? We just ordered like another like 2,000 QR codes, and I'm almost got the shop done. I'm going to have a sticker pack that's just QR codes that will be up in the new shop. So.
And did you see yesterday I posted about being like sticking in Central Park and Statue of Liberty? Yes. So just like amazing, like we are like statewide.
Yeah,
and then
we really are.
Heather L, who her family, they're all going across the pond to the UK, and she got like a ton of QR stickers. So we'll pick up some UK listeners as well. Like all of that stuff makes me so happy.
God, the Statue of Liberty. Every time it gets brought up or I see a picture or something, I always get taken back to, I was a true foreign kid.
Yeah.
You know, I moved here from Greece, and Statue of Liberty was something I had to see.
Yeah,
I don't even know why. I just thought it looked cool.
Everybody has to see. Like,
yeah, I know, but like, when you move over from Greece at 10, that's like the immigration story. Dad, take me to the Statue of Liberty.
Yeah, I want to go to Ellis Island.
Yeah. So one time he was like, "All right, we're gonna go for your birthday." Right, birthday came up. He wrote the card. I never told you the story.
No,
really?
No,
never heard it.
He put it in the card. He was like, "I'm gonna do a road trip to the Statue of Liberty." I'm like, "Oh, this is awesome! Best birthday gift ever!"
Because you
right?
at the time lived in Virginia
right? Beach, yeah, mm-hmm. Chesapeake. Yeah. He never dated when we were going to go, and I kept asking him, and I think finally, like 6 months later, he got annoyed at me just always bringing it up.
Yeah.
So he was like, fine, we go to Statue of Liberty. I think he just put it in the car so he didn't have to get me a gift. I don't know. So we get in the car, and he's chain smoking all the way up to New York, and I'm in there, I'm holding my breath every time he'd smoke, he doesn't even crack the windows, it was those days.
Oh, jeez.
Just chain smoking the whole time.
Yeah.
So we get to New York, right, and... now that I'm saying the story as an adult, there had to have been a different reason he was in New York. I can't.
You should call and ask him.
I really should.
Yes.
And get his take on.
Please.
So we get to New York, right? And we're driving through all the big buildings and stuff. And we're at an intersection. And a guy comes out and he starts washing the windshield.
Yeah.
You know how there's windshield washers ask for money or whatever?
Yeah.
And so my dad's yelling through the closed windows, No. And the guy's still doing it. So he turns the car around, and then we go back. We drive all the way back. Never saw the Statue of Liberty.
Oh, my God. No way.
Yeah. Never saw the Statue of Liberty that trip.
Oh,
that's crazy.
Is that insane?
Yeah. How old were you? He's like a dream crusher of yours.
13, 14 maybe.
Oh,
maybe 13.
No.
I don't know. I was young. I was really young.
So how old were you when you actually saw the Statue of Liberty?
Was it with you?
What? That was the first time?
That was the first time that I actually went to it. I mean, I did go to New York or from the plane or something. I'd see it and be like, oh, cool.
Yeah.
But as you grow older, it's not as cool like when you were a kid.
It is.
I mean, it is cool. I said that wrong. But like when you're a kid, things are bigger and... As an adult, you can go see it if you really wanted to. As a kid, you don't have that power. So when you get to see something you really are envisioning in your mind, there's a whole new level.
Yeah.
You know, and when you're in the town to turn the car around, not even get a glimpse of it. Bro, not even a glimpse because of that one guy that decided to wash the windshield. Yeah.
You're right there, too. Did you cry all the way back home?
I don't remember.
I just
remember him turning the car around, not saying it.
Yeah.
I will. You know what? I'm going to try to call him and see if he remembers. He also, though, it's weird talking to him because he doesn't remember certain things about, like he told Denise that I moved back to Greece with our family.
Yeah.
When, in fact, I stayed in the U.S. and I lived with one of my best friends and a teacher. Like that whole period of time.
Yeah.
It doesn't exist in his mind. He was like, no, you were back in Greece. I'm like, I wasn't.
Uh-oh.
I lived with a teacher.
Yeah. Yeah. He didn't remember that.
No, not at all.
Yeah, in his mind, yeah.
I'm like, how did you think I came back to the U.S. if you thought that,
Yeah.
You think I just raised the money on the street corner in Athens and just got, what the...
How is your dad?
He's pretty good. He's pretty good. He's back in Miami. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
We actually had a conversation that was longer than 10, 15 seconds, And then he's like, oh, somebody's calling. I'll call you back. And I'm like, okay.
And did he?
Never.
Oh.
It hasn't got anywhere. So with that said, thank you for listening. Tomorrow is going to be our live show, so I really hope you can join us. It's going to be at 6 p.m. For the people on the West Coast, 8 p.m. here in Houston, and 9 p.m. on the East Coast for you Atlanta folk. So hopefully you can join us. I hope it gets here on time.
Yeah.
Maybe the best mystery box item of all time.
Oh, now,
dude, I'm so excited.
I hope it gets stuck.
Now, with that being said, you claim that you have the best mystery box item. Darian, you and a listener have been chatting back and forth.
Yeah.
And you claim that you have...
Great mystery box item.
I don't know that item that you have is going to beat mine.
Oh, gosh.
So I don't know what to do about that. I might have to save your item for the next.
Okay.
Maybe, maybe not. I don't know. But if mine doesn't get here tomorrow, we'll probably have to default back to that item. I don't know how we're going to do things. We'll see. But I'm telling you, I was so excited about this one particular item that I ordered it from two different places.
Oh.
What places?
I can't tell you that. We're also got the prize wheel. We're going to bring the prize wheel up here.
Yes.
There's a lot of hooking up that I have to do. So tomorrow it's going to be a real quick show. And then I'm going to drop the subscriber show. Because remember, I've been saving a show because it's a little more adult than I'd like it to be. Not by the words, but by the subject matter. So I'm going to drop that tomorrow for the subscribers. For people that aren't subscribing to our show, then we're going to do something quick for you in the morning. But then the actual show will be tomorrow night. So pretty excited about that. I hope you can join us. And after all, tomorrow is a Friday.
Yay!
So we'll see you then. Until then, bye.
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 And the podcast replays on. No matter my metro, take them on the go.
Hope everybody had a good run of life. I love you guys. That's the end of the story.
PK!